A debate finally took place in Parliament last night about the stark financial situation facing hospices. Two of Wiltshire's hospices have voiced their concerns, you'll probably know, with the current funding model in recent weeks. Devizes-based Children's Hospice Julia's House and Rawtons Prospect. Well, Prospect told us it will be operating at a loss of £1.6 million this year after already cutting the amount of beds it can offer local people needing fantastic end-of-life care. 25-year-old Harry Martin from Swindon died of a rare type of cancer 3 years ago. His wife Sinead says Prospect provided vital care and loving support in the weeks before he died.
You know, you kind of associate them with death and dying. And actually, what I learned was that they are fully on board with living, you know, how to live with your situation. And they really help you to find the best ways to do that. And they empower you to do that. And that's certainly the case with Harry. They were a huge influence in how he was able to live as positively as he did with his circumstance. They made lots of things possible, down to kind of the equipment that we were able to have in the house in the end, just to make his life a bit easier. They were on board in so many ways, you know. They, as I said, it goes so much beyond the medicine. The demand is higher than ever, and yet the funding's just not there. You know, the idea of having to cut services when that demand is so high now is terrifying.
Sinead Nolan Martin from Swindon speaking about her husband Harry, who was supported by Prospect before he died in 2021. While at last night's backbench debate, which was a week later than planned, MPs from around the country shared similar stories of their local hospices struggling to make ends meet. Swindon South MP Sir Robert Buckland spoke up for the Prospect Hospice last night.
We've halved the number of beds from 12 to 6. We've had to close the day therapy unit. I can say, Madam Deputy Speaker, that unit was invaluable. The number of volunteers that worked in it and the support that it gave to people at the end of lives was something that we miss very much.
The Chief Exec of Prospect Hospice, Jeremy Loon, joins us in the studio now. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you were impressed and thankful that Sir Robert Buckland spoke up.
He did. He really articulated the importance of what Prospect Hospice brings to the community and indeed Julia's House. And he talked about the basic inequality of the funding. He talked about the funding, central funding allocation not being realistic, which was really powerful.
And something else that you found powerful, MPs pretty much unified, because it doesn't happen that often, does it?
No, it's the first time in my life I've sat through a whole parliamentary debate, and I same as everyone else, you see the highlights of people shouting and screaming at each other with a difference of opinion. This was very measured, very calm, and every single one of them from right around the UK talked about the importance of what hospices do and the fact that the central funding does not reflect that.
Health Minister Helen Whateley saying that there are no easy answers, there never are, which could be translated as you're not getting any more money.
You could say that, yeah. That's certainly political speak that can be interpreted in a number of ways. But that we add value to the system. In Prospect's case, our local integrated care board, or ICB as they call them, for every pound they give us, we give them £4 worth of care in return. So just purely from an investment point of view, it makes sense to partially fund what we do to a higher degree.
I suppose whatever comes at the end of the rainbow, you have to just keep speaking out, don't you? Because the moment you go quiet, it will completely lose its profile off the agenda.
Absolutely. We've got to speak on behalf of Prospect and all hospices via Hospice UK as a united voice. And one of the really reassuring things for me in this difficult situation was when we started putting the message out there, so many people in our community got behind us and wrote letters to their MPs because they know what we do and they know the importance of it.
What will you do next then, Jeremy?
We'll keep on shouting from the rooftops. We will always need support through our shops, through our running events, through our legacy campaigns. But we'd like people to carry on having that united voice, and we're going to keep on giving everyone the megaphone.
Jeremy Loon from Prospect Hospice, good to see you again. Thank you. 7:29 the time.